It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The wife of actor Jason Biggs revealed on Instagram, "On Saturday evening, I dropped my son on his head, causing him to fracture his skull and landing him in the ICU. 5-year-old Sid is home now, taking things slowly and recovering nicely. He's also eating a lot of chocolate-dipped ice cream cones and plans to try cherry dip soon. My heart goes out to all the parents who have ever found themselves in this kind of position. You're not alone." Last year, Jenny Mullen opened up about a dog biting the couple's 1-year-old son. I guess that's his wife's name. She opened up about a dog biting the couple's 1-year-old son, and other celebrities were sending their support to her, with some thanking her for being so candid. Dang, man. So, dog bit their kid. Now she dropped the kid on its head. I mean, things are... I don't know if I'd be revealing that to people.
The Parent of the Year award goes to... Oh, she dropped the award too.
That's embarrassing. Mm. Pete Davidson talked about living with his mom and setting up a video game arcade in his basement.
"So I live with my mom. Well, we bought a house together, but nobody believes that. So I live with my mom, kind of. So I have like a basement that's... mine. It's like that's like an apartment, so I live underneath her. So that's like cool. I'm getting like a little arcade set up down there, trying to make a little mine."
Dude, that's goals, man. Pete Davidson's living the life I wish I had.
One of the funniest and most embarrassing things to happen yesterday online was the City Girls getting exposed as frauds, at least in their song Act Up. So Lil Yachty admitted that he was the ghostwriter for almost the entire song, specifically the first 2 verses. So just listen to the first verse, which is a girl rapping, and just imagine this coming from Lil Yachty's brain.
"Big Birkin, big, 5-6 figures. So he called his tigger, known as scamming.
Is there any words in the song I can hear? I'm trying to imagine.
Well, there's a lot of N-words.
Okay. I really think in that particular clip we played, there was more edited stuff than anything else.
Birkin bags, talking about how tight she is, all of that kind of
stuff.
Well,
some girls are into other girls. I could see that. But that definitely, when you point that out,
it's funny.
It sounds like that's totally Lil Yachty. Like,
people thought it was hilarious that he ended up being the one that wrote it. And Nicki Minaj has parted ways with all of her longtime managers. Sources say the split was recent and amicable, and that there was no specific reason for the split. Nicki currently does not have any management. A lot of people thought maybe the split happened after Nicki's Coachella performance with Ariana Grande that was plagued with sound problems, but it allegedly happened just before Coachella. No word yet on if she'll be performing this weekend at Coachella or not. Coming up in less than an hour, this rapper says Old Town Road is a joke.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.